While rumours of an illicit rendezvous have reached Checkpoint all the way from Whangarei, talk of a goose, well, actually a gander to be specific, and detail is really important here. Talk that a gander has infiltrated a flock of ducks at Mere Park. He's apparently strutting himself like a dandy, resulting in a strange and new kind of crossbreed of quackers waddling about. Could this be true? Well, we weren't sure, so we don't like to leave a mystery unsolved, so we called an expert birdman, Robert Webb from Whangarei Native Bird Recovery, and we asked him to go and investigate. What can you see and where are you, Robert?
I'm at the wetlands at Barge Park in Whangarei. Yeah, right down the bottom there's a small little pond or lake, and all the pukekos and the ducks and all that accumulate here and try to tell people that they're starving every day.
Can you see a randy goose anywhere around there, Robert?
No, what they are Muscovies. And the Muscovy ducks are big fellas. So people do get them muddled up with a goose. But a goose would be bigger again. But these fellas here, like the other day there was some children here with their parents, and one of the kiddies went over, and of course this Muscovy wanted to get a feed from it. And it was reaching up to the kid. Well, it was nearly as tall as what the child was.
So these are big quackers, and they're not. It's not a goose who's running around down there. Then
no, the Muscovies. What happens is people get the Muscovy ducks because the Muscovies are probably nearly four times bigger than the normal duck. So they're a big bird, and if people haven't had much to do with them and they see them for the first time, they sort of think, oh, they must be geese.
Right, so is this an urban legend then, that you've got a runaway goose down there that is breeding with the ducks and you've got some strange offspring trotting about?
No, what is happening is they're all Muscovies here at the moment. There's no geese here at all. They're all Muscovies. They're all Muscovy ducks, but they're huge, you know, they're a big duck, but there's no geese here.
Can you see any littlies? Is there any offspring that look a bit odd or out of sorts?
Can't see any babies here, but the Muscovies are quite a wide variety of colours because of interbreeding. There's no doubt about that. There's brown ones, there's whitey coloured ones, there's black ones, mottly coloured ones. So there's a whole heap of them. I took a couple of photos of them, and
so
not the first time that somebody has actually dropped a goose down here either.
Is that where people dump their unwanted bird life, is it?
Yes, because it's a wetland area and it's protected. So like I came down here some time ago and there was a black swan down here.
So what are the consequences of that, Robert, then, people leaving unwanted birds down there?
Well, it's a shame that they do it because the birds, you know, they just dump them and then the birds still... Well, the birds probably don't mind, but, you know, they do get harassed at times. People take their dogs for walks and that sort of thing and they chase them. And then when the breeding season comes along, the pukekos will naturally grab any of the little ducklings they can grab or the little ducks they can grab. But at the moment, like, the breeding shouldn't be till about November.
So what do you reckon's going on then when some people think that they're not ducklings because they're not pure ducks, so I don't know what you'd call them, but some people think that there's been a goose down there and that it's been breeding with the ducks. So are they just confused about what's what?
I think that's what it is. I don't believe that a goose would breed with one of the ducks or the Muscovies. I don't think that would happen. That would be like making love to a bloody steamroller.
Oh, Robert! And there we were thinking that we might have a new, I don't know, something that's a bit like a tadukan that we could brew up for Christmas dinner, but apparently not. Urban legend. It is,
Mainly, I know a few of these ducks disappear, or these Muscovies disappear at times, because I know people do get them and eat them. I know that. But they're all in good nick. A lot of people come down here and they love coming down and feeding the ducks, and they bring their children down. They're not aggressive. Like if a child's got a bit of bread in its hand, you know, it'll try to grab the bread out of the kid's hand.
So, if we were just for a moment to imagine ourselves as Sherlock and Watson, and we've got to the bottom of this mystery, it's mistaken identity, is it, Robert?
I think so, yes, because a lot of people don't get a chance to see a Muscovy up close. Now, it's not to say that there hasn't been geese here, because in the past there were a couple of geese down here, but they were quite nasty ones, and they were relocated out to another place where there are wild geese.
Just to recap, Robert, you think that never a goose and a duck, well, there'll be no sort of romantic liaison between those two?
I wouldn't think so. No, definitely not. No, I've never heard of it. But if they keep multiplying, I'll probably open up a Kentucky duck outlet down here soon to make some funds for the centre.
And that was our Raki Raki Kaumātua, Robert Webb, expert in ducks and other birds.